From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of the Italian composer Ottorino Respighi. We'll listen to his Roman Festivals, or Feste Romane, tone poem. This was the third and final piece in the Roman trilogy of tone poems by Respighi. This piece, completed in 1928, preceded by Fountains of Rome from 1916 and Pines of Rome from 1924. This piece is the longest and most demanding of the trilogy. As a result, it is performed far less frequently than its companion works. This piece was inspired by various times of celebration, either in ancient or then-present-day Rome. Movement 1, Circenses, or Circuses, depicts the spectacle of the ancient Roman circus, where gladiators fought to the death and early Christian martyrs were forced to do battle with lions. Movement 2, Jubileo, or Jubilee, depicts scenes from the papal festival of Jubilee, which takes place in Rome every 15 years. In this scene, pilgrims making their way to Rome catch a breathtaking view from Mount Mario. Movement 3, Lautubrata, the harvest of October, inspired by the season of harvest and hunting in Rome. And the final movement, Epiphany, La Befana, takes place in the modern-day Piazza Navona, with plenty of singing, dancing, and drunken revelers. The world premiere of this piece took place in 1929, with Arturo Toscanini conducting the New York Philharmonic. This recording was made 20 years later, in 1949. Again, Signor Toscanini conducting, this time, though, conducting the NBC Symphony Orchestra in this RCA Victor recording.
Thank you.
Feste Romane, Roman Festivals. The third in the Roman Trilogy series of tone poems by Ottorino Respighi, depicting scenes of celebration in both ancient and modern-day Rome. Movement 1, Circenses, Circuses. Movement 2, Jubileo, Jubilee. Movement 3, Lautubrata, October Harvest. And Movement 4, La Befana, Epiphany. As performed by the NBC Symphony Orchestra, Arturo Toscanini conducting, that performance recorded in 1949 and issued as an LP by RCA Victor as part of their Red Seal series of recordings. Of course, NBC, the national broadcasting company, was created by RCA, the Radio Corporation of America, back in 1926. In fact, for many years, the flagship NBC TV and radio stations in New York City had the call letters WRCA. RCA and NBC would be connected until 1985, when RCA sold NBC Radio and Television. You are listening to Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with Classics and Beyond, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. That's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website, where you can find much more info about the show, including detailed program playlists and also streaming audio of full episodes. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, please look for Classics and Beyond program number 1903. For our final offering this hour, we will turn to one of the suites for unaccompanied cello by Johann Sebastian Bach. He composed 6 solo cello suites in all, catalog numbers BWV 1007 through 1012, respectively. It's believed that these pieces were composed between 1717 and 1723, while Bach served as Kapellmeister at Köthen. These works would go on to become some of the most widely performed and most easily recognized pieces for solo cello. We'll hear his Suite for Unaccompanied Cello No. 4 in E-flat major, BWV 1010. However, this piece will not be performed by a cellist. Rather, it will be performed by a marimba player. His name is Fernando Meza. This is from his self-released CD titled J.S. Bach, Suites for Unaccompanied Cello Performed on Marimba by Fernando Meza. In the liner notes of the CD, Fernando says that since he was a child, he has been enticed by the beautiful sound of the cello, particularly the Suites for Unaccompanied Cello of J.S. Bach. He feels that these pieces serve as an excellent vehicle of communion between musician and instrument. He goes on to say that had the marimba existed during Bach's time, he strongly believes that the composer would have written music for it because of its rich sound. Well, we have this cello suite transposed for marimba by Señor Meza in 6 movements: Prelude, Allemande, Courante, Sarabande, Bourré 1 and 2, and Gigue, respectively. Thank you. The Suite for Unaccompanied Cello No. 4 in E-flat Major, BWV 1010, of Johann Sebastian Bach, in six movements: Prelude, Allemande, Courante, Sarabande, Bourée 1 and 2, and Gigue, respectively. As performed by marimba player Fernando Meza, from a self-released CD from 2006, on which he performs three of the six Bach solo cello suites: Suite No. 1 in G major, Suite No. 3 in C major, and the suite we heard, No. 4 in E flat major. The CD titled J.S. Bach, Suites for Unaccompanied Cello Performed on Marimba, by Fernando Meza. I would encourage you to check out Fernando's page on cdbaby.com for more details about this recording, including how you can acquire this album for your own library. I would love to see Fernando go back into the studio and record a second volume on which he performs the other three Bach unaccompanied cello suites on marimba. I've always found it fascinating when performers take classical works and reinterpret them in ways that were never before imagined. That's one of the reasons why I created Classics and Beyond, because I wanted to bring to light some of these innovative approaches to classical music, in addition to more traditional classical performances. Again, J.S. Bach, Suites for Unaccompanied Cello Performed on Marimba, by Fernando Meza. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you'd like to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And don't forget the blog and website. You can find a wealth of information about Classics and Beyond there, as well as streaming audio of full-length episodes, including this one, Program 1903. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. I invite you to join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is indeed distributed by Quality Radio Productions.